Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
And we have Seth Havager.
Good morning.
And we have our good friend Madison Rafter from the Southwood County Humane Society with our Pets of the Week. I was going to say Pet of the Week. Pets of the Week. Send a big thank you to, of course, our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. I'll tell you more ways of contact with them, but be sure to bookmark their webpage, SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. Madison, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Doing a lot better now, I'll be honest with you. A lot better. I was in good spirits. I'm in great spirits right now.
He's floating right now.
I truly am. I don't even have to really be in this chair right now. I would be floating. I'm so happy. We have three awesome little guys in here with us. Want to tell us about them?
Yeah. So we have three little 8 to 9 week old baby bunnies. I have Lieutenant Pom Pom, Lieutenant Carrot, and Lieutenant Pom Pom, Lieutenant Benicula, and Captain Carrot.
Yes. Captain Carrot is one of the greatest names I've ever heard.
Lieutenant so Pom Pom, I love it.
Lieutenant Pom Pom, I'm having a hard time like doing this interview. I keep making eye contact with it. It keeps looking at me and like, hey, how's it going? Like, we could be friends, you know. Madison, these are great little guys. They are young. Yep. What should we let the audience know right away about these guys?
Yeah, so with the babies, they are most likely Lionhead Polish mixes is the best guess that I can come up with.
I can see
with
that. Yeah.
One's got the mane, one's got another little bit of a mane, and one has no mane. Yeah. So that is at least our best guess of them based off the fact that mom is small and we're not sure what dad looks like. But with these little guys being very young, they still have a lot to grow. They have a lot to still grow into their personalities, that kind of thing. Rabbits are very similar to dogs and cats where they can still live up to 10 years. They're not just a 5-year commitment like a lot of people are like recommend with like the hamsters, guinea pigs. They can be up to the 10-12 year mark. With baby bunnies too, they are ones that are always going to need that room to roam. So they need the space to roam, a large enough cage for them to get around, lots of socialization, lots of treats, lots of toys, making sure that you're keeping their teeth gnawed down. So bunnies are a lot of work, just similar to dogs and cats. So as much as they be maybe cute and fuzzy and fluffy, they are definitely still a lot of work.
It's really important to keep these things in mind when you're going to adopt one. With that also, I think that there are aspects of having a rabbit that are a little bit easier for some than having a dog or a cat.
Yep.
And that's a great positive with them too.
Yep. Very similar to like your hamsters or guinea pigs. You can still make sure that they have enough food and you could leave for a weekend. Yeah. So they can be in cages. So there is that aspect. But sometimes you got to be a little careful. Like I had a rabbit previously that I would feed him, and his food would be gone in a minute.
Yeah,
so he's one of those that needed to be fed daily, so I couldn't just leave for a weekend. I'd have to have somebody stop in and check on them. But sometimes the littles or any rabbits, you could fill their whole food dish, and they're perfectly good for the weekend. So that's at least the one plus side. They're not ones you have to take out to go to the bathroom. They can be litter box trained in their cages.
Nice.
But it is also something that with the bunnies, getting them out, getting them exercise is always fantastic. You can get them harnesses and leashes. You can do little pop-up pens to let them outside, so.
Yeah, the pop-up pens are fantastic. I didn't see those when I was young, and now that they have those and everything, that's such a cool idea. There are a number of different things you can do of having to be able to have your rabbit outside for a little bit. I appreciate you mentioning the harness that you can do with them. There's a bunch of these where they have even a top on them if you're worried about predators from up top and everything like that.
Yep. I used to have a rabbit that would hop out of those pens, so had to have a top. I always used the top from a plastic bottom wire top kennel, and I always pulled the top off and put those out in the grass, and my rabbits would hop around in those even though I couldn't get inside with them to hang out, but they still were able to enjoy it outside.
I know a lot of people have often used like rabbits also as a kind of like early test or early way of learning how it is before you have a cat or a dog. That's not, I don't begrudge people that, but I would, going back to kind of what Madison was talking about earlier, this isn't a fad, this is a commitment. Yep. This is about the animal. And always please keep that in mind when it comes to these. We're just getting through Easter where there's a ton of rabbits that are bought and given. And then people like Madison have a bunch of rabbits show up at humane societies and everything. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, everybody.
Yeah, rabbits, again, they're fantastic pets. They definitely have personalities. They're very similar to cats and dogs where they that personality, can grow into that personality. But they are definitely a 10 to 12 year commitment for sure.
And a great commitment. A great commitment that you are going to be very happy you made. They are so just... I'm so glad you said that about personality. They have such interesting, unique personalities. Every one of them do. And they're just so sweet. I've never met a mean rabbit. They're really well-spirited animals.
My rabbit that I had growing up, he lived to be 12. He actually was practically a dog. He learned to play fetch. He slept in my bed.
Gosh.
So rabbits definitely can get personalities. They're very smart when you give them the opportunity to learn. So it's definitely, they can be like a dog. You can teach them to play fetch. You can teach them to be completely potty trained.
How smart are we talking here? Can I teach them how to do my taxes?
No.
That'd be very helpful.
It's a little bit of a limit. Only because they're not good with calculators.
That's
the only reason. Otherwise, rabbits...
They have no thumbs.
They got no thumbs. One of the things that I like about rabbits, too, is what you're talking about here. I think people think of rabbits, they think of just in a cage and just sitting there. And it's really the opposite of what rabbits need. And really, they flourish so much more when you're able to let them be and bop around and everything, your room, your house, whatever you might have. And that goes back to what Madison was saying about space and how important that is.
Mm-hmm. Making sure, you can do the plastic bottom wire crates. There's nothing against that. That's honestly what I used growing up with my rabbits. But I still took time out of my day every day for an hour, 2 hours, to get them out of their crates, to be able to let them roam around the house, that kind of thing. Mm. But another cautionary to that as well is you have to be careful with allowing rabbits to roam. Rabbits like wires. They are ones that are going to munch on wires, so you have to kind of rabbit-proof in a sort. You also have to watch carpet. Sometimes they like to eat carpet, very similar to dogs and cats, where you're going to scratch stuff or chew on something. Rabbits also, they want stimulation to be able to chew on things because their teeth sometimes hurt as they're growing. Mm, so making sure you're providing that, making sure you're rabbit-proofing your house, that kind of thing.
Madison, before we wrap up, I did want to touch on some June events coming up just to put them in people's brains and everything. Coming up on June 5th, White Sands Mini Golf Nonprofit will take place Monday, June 5th from 10 to 8 over at beautiful Lake Wazicha in Wisconsin Rapids. This is going to be a great event for you guys. Looking forward to this, and we'll tell people more about it as we get closer. The Country Craft Store Craft Sale going on June 10th over at Peaceful Trail in Wisconsin Rapids. That's going to be another great one. And, of course, WFHR's Petpalooza coming up June 11th from 10 to 4. This all will take place over at the Southland County Humane Society. You guys are hosting us. Thank you so much for doing that. Mm-hmm. We are going to have raffles and fun and food and all kinds of great things and promote our Humane Society and make sure that we bring some good funds and some good awareness to you guys.
We're so excited for it.
Now, when it comes to things that you guys could use over there or anything, it's always cat season. It's always kitten season, right?
Season
it's always
now.
Kitten season.
Yep. Yeah. Kitten season will go pretty much until August usually is when that happens. So kitten wet food, kitten dry food. We are okay on litter right now, luckily.
Good.
We are still in need of tennis balls for our little German Shepherd friend, Ace. He is he is in love with his tennis balls, so there have been fantastic drop-offs, but his friends could use some as well. And then shoes right now. We are doing a shoe drive right now for gently used shoes. So anything, it could be kids' shoes, it could be sandals, flip-flops, you name it, as long as there's no holes in them and they're not overly used, we can accept them. We are doing a huge fundraiser for gently used shoes.
Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. I'm sorry I didn't mention that right away.
Right.
I wanted to get to that. That's a good one. Really good on you guys for doing that, too.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
We're excited.
If we want to find out anything more, Madison, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Yeah, you guys, if you're looking for animals, you're more than welcome to pop over to the website at swchs.com. All of our available animals will be on there. Our events are on there. Otherwise, you can give us a call at the shelter at 715-423-0505.
The webpage has always been really good. It's outstanding. You guys have really done a nice job with the reformatting of that and everything. It's really good, really easy to navigate.
We had some UWSP students that were looking for a school project and were wanting to do some edits for us, so they did a phenomenal job with that. We're still making some edits still, so we have a new website that's hopefully going to be launched pretty soon, but the students did a fantastic job with doing some of our edits and making it look nice.
Good on them. Way to go, kids. Way to go. That's awesome. Madison, you and your staff over there doing some of the more important, vital of work in this community. We appreciate you. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk again real soon.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the Morning Show, everybody. The queen of rock and roll.
We kind of like to do things.
Tina Turner.
Nice. And easy.
It's a live version of Proud Mary from the great Miss Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, we never, ever seem to do nothing.
One of the... One of the greatest showmen of all time.
Yep.
You cannot talk about the history of rock and roll and not mention Tina Turner.
Yep.
Tina passed away yesterday at her home in Switzerland after her reps called a long illness. She was 83 years old. Tina rose to fame in the 1960s as part of Ike and Tina Turner Review with her husband Ike Turner at the time.
Mm-hmm.
After escaping Ike's abuse in 1976, she did what she had to survive, but her solo career really struggled for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from her work, but from other people giving her opportunities.
Yep.
But in 1984, Private Dancer came out, and it featured What's Love Got to Do with It. And not only just take like the music industry by storm,
mm-hmm.
but it reminded the music industry of the greatness and the legendary greatness of Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Better Be Good to Me, I think, was almost even a better song, just as a side note. The following year, she played Aunt Emily in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, featured her hit song We Don't Need Another Hero, another amazing song.
It's a great tune.
And we're talking about summer songs.
Yeah,
like
another
summer
one
soundtrack
right there.
Songs. That's a classic. That should have been on there. Tina sold 200 million albums, won 8 Grammys, and at 56, she was hired as the face of a $20 million ad campaign for Hanes Pantyhose. With her, those legs.
Those legs, man. Gams.
Legs
she has some gams.
Eternal. Tina's 1986 memoir, I, Tina, detailed Ike's abuse and her journey back to the top. It inspired the 1993 movie, What's Love Got to Do with It, mm-hmm. starring Angela Bassett in one of her greatest roles, and that's saying something because Angela Bassett has never done anything bad.
She's amazing.
Tina credited her Lawrence Fishburne. Amazing performance as Ike. Amazing performance. Tina credited her legendary stamina to exercise, eating well, and never smoking, drinking, or doing drugs.
There you go.
Bassett issued a statement saying, quote, Tina Turner showed others who lived in fear what a beautiful future filled with love, compassion, and freedom should look like.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said.
Yes.
A lot of great tributes from Mick Jagger, Alicia Keys, Diana Ross, a lot of people mentioning her. I more people than I would have. I knew how big Tina Turner was. I mm-hmm. know how iconic her career is. It's one of those things where somebody passes and you finally, you know, you really get an idea of it. You really understand. Oh, yeah. This is the queen of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we Aretha passes. Well, that's the queen of soul. Mm-hmm. And it's a very noteworthy. And I don't think it was a shock to me to hear the support and everything about Aretha. But with Tina's passing here in just less than 24 hours, it's been, like, insane to see how many people were influenced by her, by how many people looked up to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no question about it. One of my earliest memories, 1984, I was, 6 years old? And I remember being on vacation, and I specifically remember that song playing on the radio, mm-hmm. What's Love Got to Do with It? Because it was such a big hit, and it was on a lot. But it is now stuck in my brain. I remember this vacation so much, in part because of that song. Wow. And I was only 6 years old. I don't remember much from when I was 6 years old, but I definitely remember that.
Ike very famously had to go to Tina's house and ask for her mother's permission. To be able to have Tina sing for him and everything.
That's right.
She knew he knew how talented she was.
Yep, that's right.
And... You know, it isn't lost on anybody, of course, her escaping that abuse and all those. But I I think, too, in some ways, to no default to her or anybody's, we've normalized that a little bit. We've made that a little bit like, oh, she escaped this. That's one little chapter in her life. Mm-hmm. It's not just a chapter in Tina's life, and she understood that. She worked so hard to bring awareness to domestic violence, mm-hmm. to bring light to this, and to show how a person can be going through it in front of literally the whole world, mm-hmm. and you have no idea.
Right. Yep.
Nobody was watching Tina and Ike and saying, wow, he's abusing her. Like, you didn't see that. You didn't know that.
Yep.
Her bringing attention to this subject matter when there can be so much shame and so much, you know, closeness involved. Like, not only a credit, certainly first and foremost, a credit to her for going forward with this, not only with the memoir, but as she did with the rest of her life. But I think society, you know, we don't do this enough where we give a little bit of credit to it. Mm-hmm. When Tina came out with this memoir, I remember this very vividly, and I don't remember one person or one journalist coming out and saying, well, she could be lying, or I don't know if we should believe her, or any of this yeah. stuff or anything like that. Like, we took her side with this. We believed her on this. Mm-hmm. That means something. That stands for something in society, whether it was in the 80s or the now. It stands out, and I think it should be noted. That was an right. important time. Mm-hmm. And an incredible human being.
And it also shows life after getting out of a relationship after that. You can bounce back. You can form your own life without that abusive person. And I think that's important to see, too.
Yes.
Yeah. That takes time and effort mm-hmm. to heal.
It does.
And she fought through that, and all the power and credit to her for that.
Yes.
Amazing. Just amazing performer. There is no segue from that, so just diving into our next entertainment story. The Brady Bunch house is on the market again.
Oh, jeez.
Again?
The last time it was for sale back in 2018, HGTV outbid Lance Bass for it, then produced a series called A Very Brady Renovation, where they made the inside look just like it did in the original show. HGTV paid $3.5 million for the house, which is in North Hollywood, mm-hmm. and spent about $2 million renovating it. Now they are selling it for $5.5 million.
All right.
Some of the money is going to the Turn Up Fight Hunger Initiative.
Oh,
so good.
That's
certainly
good.
A great
good.
Cause for yep. that and everything.
Yeah.
Now, 424-2600, would you live in this house, or is there a TV show house that you would live in?
I know James' answer already.
Yep.
And where is that house located?
It is in Springfield, Oregon.
That's where it is. The Simpson Oregon. House. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
The Simpson house.
Yes. The yep. Simpson house. By far
look it
away.
Up. It's
yep.
there.
Yep.
It's a real house from a cartoon.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Someone built
yes.
it. Yeah.
Got the wonderful corn. You know.
Yep. The wallpaper and yes, it's got the crazy color scheme and everything. Yeah.
I want that sailboat picture that Marge made. I actually want that. I want somebody to make me one of those. I've wanted that forever.
It's meta. It's mm-hmm. like Ant-Man's book now yes. being published. Yes. 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 So, you know, yes. that kind of thing.
I would say, as silly as it sounds, I don't know how long I'd want to live there, but the house from Married with Children. I also think it'd be funny, too. Some of these houses aren't even actual houses, of course.
Mm-hmm. Right, they were soundstage
sets.
Yeah, right.
So if you were to try to make them, like with The Simpsons, for example, there were some episodes where they have like an extra room and some that they don't.
If they needed it, yeah, they put yeah. it in there, right? Yeah. yeah. Like you can do that with cartoons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like or, the idea like of trying to make that.
Yeah, the set from Seinfeld wouldn't actually work
right,
as an
exactly.
apartment.
Yeah,
yes.
No, it wouldn't.
It's a good one. That's a good example, yes. But yeah, 424-2600, whether it's the Brady Bunch house or really any. I mean, Ozzie and Harriet's house, you know.
Wow, I hadn't thought about that. That's going way back.
There's a lot of different, like, you know, sitcoms that took yeah, place in homes and
that's,
everything.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
You know what I think of, though, actually? And I don't know where this is coming from. The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Oh,
I seem to remember them having a nice like apartment or house.
Yeah, it was. Like. I think it was supposed to be like a small house. I yeah. think is what it was in Long Island or something
it
like
had
that.
Like so. It was like a studio apartment, like in a sunken floor, or something
yep.
like
mm-hmm.
that. I think that was the first time I ever saw something like that. I mainly think of it because I love Dick Van Dyke's Fall so much.
the opening when he tripped, yeah.
To this day, there's nobody in the world that could pratfall like Dick Van Dyke.
No.
Nobody. Nobody.
He had complete control of his body. Yeah. He could do anything like that. It's amazing.
So, yeah, we'll take any honorable mentions, anything out there. Please feel free to.
Yeah.
I would have to say the house from Home Alone.
Oh, good choice.
Ooh, nice. That's a big choice. House, yeah.
Man, They really, like, I want to see Home Alone 3 where Kevin's father's getting taken away for insider trading. Because there's no way that you could afford that house with what he was supposedly doing
for a living.
There ain't no way that was a possibility. You want to see the real, like, crazy movie with the bandits and everything. That's the one I want to see. But
the one I actually want to live in, I just realized, is Rose Cottage from The Road to Avonlea.
Oh, wow.
Which is a BBC show.
Yes, oh, yes. Cool. Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah.
And continuing with a little bit of a mention of Tina Turner and our entertainment, the death of Tina Turner was also felt in the country community. Although she was known as the Queen of Rock and Roll, she recorded several songs through the years. And I think a lot of them are memorable. I think some people might remember some, like her first solo album, Tina Turns the Country On, Ooh. Featured her take on music from Kris Kristofferson, Dolly Parton, and Hank Snow. She had a version of Help Me Make It Through the Night that we might play a little bit of for you.
Wow.
And here's something you may or may not know. Tina was the inspiration for Waylon Jennings' Willie Nelson classic, Good Hearted Woman.
Really?
Wow. Waylon saw an ad with the phrase Tina Turner singing songs about good-hearted women loving good-timing men. So he started writing it and got some help from Willie. Waylon and Willie each released it as a single, but their version together is the one we all know and love.
Okay.
The song is so good, Tina recorded it as well.
Oh, wow. And that's got to be weird, recording a song written about you. That's got to be a little strange that you didn't write yourself, you know?
Yeah, there's meta and then there's that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is way out there weird. Like, that seems very interesting to me.
Absolutely.
See if I can play a little of this for everybody.
A long time forgotten, dreams that just fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's living today.
Okay, so that is the Willie and Waylon version.
Willie and Waylon.
I love those two together, by the way.
Yes.
Some of my one of my favorite tandems ever. And here's Tina doing the same song.
I forgot how powerful her voice was. Wow.
Whoa. Both Seth and I were both like,
whoa.
Yeah. I was doing the same thing over here. I just had to mute my mic because I'm listening to it on the stream.
Yeah. Oh,
a couple
yeah.
seconds behind you guys.
Yeah.
I do apologize for that.
No, it's fine.
One of my favorite things when we lose somebody like this is to go over their work and, you know, watch a scene if they're an actor or a
learn
musician.
Learn stuff about
a song,
them. Yeah.
Learn about them. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like learning where people were born and raised. That's one of my favorite things that I do go to. With Tina, she's got such a huge body of work. I don't think that some people might know about her covering country music and doing some of this stuff.
I didn't know that.
So that's a great way to kind of like celebrate her as well.
Exactly.
Like getting turned on to some new music. That's pretty cool. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Again, Tina Turns the Country On is the name of the album.
Yes, it is.
And we'll take a break right here to get to Melissa's news. We got a lot of other topics to get to. I want to touch on the top home decor choices we regret. We got to get to that when we come back.
Okay.
That's coming up.
That's good.
And plenty more. It is Melissa, Seth, and James taking through your morning right here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you, and we want to hear from you. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation and let us know what's some home decor that you kind of wish you didn't buy. Ooh. Some stuff you kind of wish you kept the receipt about.
Buyer's
that
remorse,
one.
Yeah.
Shag carpet.
A home decorating poll found the top spots we'd love to revamp in our living room and bedroom and kitchen, and Melissa already put the first one out there, so I guess it doesn't matter. I've already got the list ruined.
Man, she's good.
She's good.
She's good.
Good. Maybe might have wanted to hold that back for a little bit and save the time of the segment. I don't know what we're going to do the next 10 minutes, but all right. We'll just start at number one then, which is shag carpets.
There you go.
Shag carpets are great. Are certainly one of those, they got to be one of the first things you think of when you think of, like, not only home decor, like, that people may not want, but home decor that's still around. I still see shag carpeting
it's
in
still
places.
There.
I still see it there. And I'm waiting for a renaissance of this. Like, everything comes back. I'm expecting this to come back at some point.
Yeah,
I don't know when. It may be another 20 years, maybe another 20 days. I don't know, but it'll come back. Everything does.
It will eventually, yes.
Well, you know what? I just saw some shag carpet this last weekend that looked amazing.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't in a house.
Okay.
It was on the roof of a remodeled van.
Really?
Like an old, and Dennis is going to be mad at me, but I think it was a VW van, like a little, it was so cool.
Oh,
the outside
wow.
is this pea green color.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, and the scroll work on it is bright purple, orange, and green.
Wow.
And the inside has think Muppets, Grouch, like Grouch. The Muppets Grouch, I can't think of his name. The Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar the Grouch. His fur on the ceiling and the dash.
Yeah.
That green color.
Wow.
And then the floor was orange.
That is a
And there was purple. Everything else was purple and this pearl overlay on the benches. Oh, it was amazing.
That is not a vehicle. That is a work of art.
It is. He's a very talented man.
The Muppet Mobile, man.
That's great.
Yep.
Wow.
Mixed with the Shaggy Mobile.
And if Melissa hadn't said it, one of us would have. Shag carpeting is, I think, the easy one here.
It's
the go-to.
It is.
It's the go-to. It makes sense. That was well done by you, Melissa.
Oh, take away my crystal ball. Sure.
You can't use it anymore.
No, I would be. I was in the same place she was. I was excited to talk shag carpeting. I was. Seating or conversion.
Recessed seating.
Recessed seating.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Conversion pits.
Yes, those are so weird. Those are.
I don't
weird,
know. There's been some advocation for them coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like where it's the living room has got this different level down lower.
This is what I was
but
talking
what
about.
A pain to clean
from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
It was sort of like that. Yeah, a recessed thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I don't care if it's hip or not. I like those. I think that's cool.
There you go.
I think
the
it's
big
cool.
fireplace in the middle. Then you know you could do a thing like that.
And the first one I pulled up just to see what they look like had that.
Yeah.
Only thing is they're a tripping hazard.
I was just going to say it. I would twist my ankle every
You'd
day.
You'd fall over,
house,
yeah.
And I wouldn't care. I fashion's
Wander
pain,
in the
baby.
Wrong room in the middle of the night and, oh, crap, I'm in the living room.
Sometimes fashion's pain. Sometimes, you know. TVs mounted higher than eye level, so you have to look up. Yes. Yes.
Oh. Unless you got a chair that's, you know, reclines nicely, you know, you can do it. But other than that, yeah.
We got so excited to put our TVs on walls. Like, it felt so good. It felt movie theater-esque.
Yeah.
We were so excited, too.
And then they just got way too high.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you put it in that spot like you did. And I only know a couple of people that did this. But and this is years ago when these first started happening and everything. Put them in a spot, and then they sit down and like, oh, no. It's too far to the left, or it's too far to the right, or something. And they whether they move that or the couch is always interesting to me. Do you move the couch or do you remove the whole thing? Do you?
Oh, it's got to be the couch.
Putting your TV over a fireplace. Yeah.
Our TV at home literally covers up the fireplace that we have because we can't use the fireplace.
Oh, okay.
It was stopped up a while ago, we couldn't use it. So it's like, well, what we can do is we can put our TV in front of it, and if we want a fire, we just turn on the log
on
there.
Yeah, put on the YouTube log.
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
It's not a Yule log anymore. It's the YouTube log.
YouTube log, yeah.
Nice. Oh, that's even better, Melissa. That, I love both of those. That's the YouTube blog. That is really, really, really good. I love repurposing of things and not just like taking an old door and turning it into a nice table. Things like that. Where you're working with your environment. You're figuring it out. Man, do I know
trying
about
that. Trying to save
money. Yes. Helps too. Household features repurposed.
Yep.
It's awesome. It's well done. As we get to halfway through the list here, I'll remind you all, 424-2600. Feel free to call us and join the conversation with, of course, your home decor items you bought that you regret, basically.
There you go.
Number five on the list, maybe you bought some wood-paneled walls. They had a run. They had a stretch there where almost every household had them. Yeah. And it just it never seemed like it was made the greatest.
The 80s, for some reason, did that with the wood paneling, and it was all dark wood.
It was.
Yeah. And it all made the house so dark. It's like, why would you do – why do you want it darker in your house? You want it brighter. Yeah. At least I do.
Yeah, but that was a thing in the 70s and 80s.
I know.
It was very dark, you know, kind of earthy colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Let's take a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing good.
Great.
What do you got for us?
Hey. Well, I was just wondering, whatever happened to the old-fashioned chimney sweep?
Yes, yes.
Chim-chiminy.
Again, Dick Van Dyke. Yeah. There we go.
Everything comes back to Dick Van Dyke.
It's all about coming full circle there.
Yes, well done, sir. Well done. Appreciate you. Another job that we're missing. Always good to hear from you, man. Thank you for the call. Have a great day, brother. That was good.
That was good.
Hey, great listener. We could do an hour on jobs that no longer exist.
Oh, yeah. Probably shouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah. How about reclaimed wood art?
Okay. So this is like driftwood turned into wall hangings.
I think what you're saying. I think that's what they mean by that.
I think those are cool. I still like them.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
But I'm very much about the natural world. So.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm with you on this. But I haven't seen any of this that looked bad to me. So I think if I had examples like that, maybe it would.
Well, sometimes it depends on what's attached to it. Like if it's covered in fake flowers, maybe not so much.
Oh, I see. You liked more natural look, the plain kind of thing.
Like it's just wood. Yeah.
I don't see it on the list here, but coming up next, vinyl wall stickers, like those fathead decals, putting in man caves.
Or the sayings.
Yes. Oh. And they won't come off the
Live,
wall
Live, laugh,
now.
Love.
Yeah.
And they will not come off the wall now or something.
Fatheads, man.
Or they don't stay on the wall well enough.
Yes. Yeah.
You got, like, they keep peeling off. Fallen over. And
fatheads had a run there.
They did.
They had a stretch of time.
The life-size peel and stick things that was something.
But there was a stretch there that's just, it feels like it's just now starting to end with the whole live, love, life, you know, kind of.
Yeah, live, laugh, love. Yeah.
Like they having to throw pillow in the wall and that. Like, it seems like those are fading away now.
Yeah,
not quite so much. Somewhat. They're still pretty popular at like those paint and sip, where you go and you can make a sign for your house where it says welcome or welcome to the Joneses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something
you know.
Like that.
Take off your shoes and don't belch inside.
Yes.
I mean, they're all like specific rules for your house.
Yeah. Have a caller coming in. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, I hate to call back, but I got a real problem. I don't know if you covered it, but popcorn ceilings.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good call. Yeah you got to call back with that one. You got to call back. Thank you.
I had to call back.
You had to. Good one. That's a great reference.
Oh,
good,
man.
Thank you. I forgot all about those.
Yeah.
I forgot all about those.
Very popular for a while.
It's the worst when you have a bunk bed in your room and you're in the top bunk and you sit up and you hit the popcorn ceiling and it just rains on you. In your bedding. It's so gross.
I would always catch my elbows or my forearms on those.
Yeah.
It felt scrape. Like I still have scars, I feel like, from those. Yeah.
Because if you had an uncle like mine that was serious about it and it was like cement up there, it could like gouge out parts of your
flesh,
elbows.
Yeah.
Lawn ornaments like garden gnomes and those pink flamingos.
Oh, I like those.
Or what about the little old lady bending over? That's
my favorite with the polka dot. Dress. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I will say, I've never gone to a person's house that has lawn ornaments and them not be a good vibe. Not be like they usually always have like a good vibe to them.
Within reason.
Yes.
They're
the people that go
a little
overboard.
Overdone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kitchen Islands. Now, I like those.
I wish I had a kitchen big enough for one of those.
Yeah.
Of all the parsonages that Beth and I have lived in, we're moving around and stuff, every single one of them, tiny kitchens.
Yeah.
And I would love to have a big kitchen one day with an island on there.
I mean, do they think pastors don't cook?
I guess not.
What's wrong with them?
Number 10 on the list, popcorn Celix.
That's awesome. Way to go, John.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Perfect.
I pass you my silver, my crystal ball.
Yes. I'm a little disappointed, though. I didn't see velvet paintings on here.
Oh.
Remember those?
Velvet, yeah. I had a cousin that had his dad went all in on the 80s. And I'm talking all in. Yeah. They had the dark paneling. They had the waterbed. They had several. They had several velvet paintings in their house.
Well, and there was a short period of time where there were the velvet posters that you could color yourself.
Yes.
Remember those?
Yeah.
Those, I think, were in the 90s.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Take one more call here before we go to break. Good morning. What do you got for us?
Yes, I lived with my niece for a while when I went to Hawaii. She was an extreme hoarder. Her kitchen island was a stack of boxes. She had that right in the middle of her kitchen. You had to walk around that to go to the refrigerator or whatever.
That's do it yourself.
Not the best use for an island.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
She didn't have anything on top. She didn't have any coffee cups or anything on top.
Just an island.
It's an island. Appreciate the call, sir. Thank you. Always good to hear from you. Have a good morning. The velvet paintings, it's a very, very similar thing to cardboard tables. I don't know if anybody purchased them. They just had them.
Oh, yeah.
You got your new home, and you show up.
Here's your card table.
Yeah, here's a card table. Here is a velvet painting and a copy of Peter Frampton's Comes Alive.
And Monopoly.
Yes, yes.
And an old Monopoly game. Yep, there you go.
And a vanilla candle.
Yep. Here is your suburb starting kit.
Housewarming gift.
Perfect.
Just to let the audience know, we've been doing this thing where we're keeping track of certain segments. Like, oh, that was a good one. We got our best of. We got one right here. This was a best of. Yeah, that was fantastic, you guys. Take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio. That, of course, Proud Mary from the wonderful, the great, the legend Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime listeners will know that was also the song Carl picked for Meet Your Rafters. When we first got our Rafters organization as a part of this team and everything, Carl saw an opening there and an idea that, hey, why don't we bring the players on? And we'll call him Meet Your Rafters. From what he told me, at least, that was the first thing that popped in his head, the first song that would be a great intro to it and everything. And I know that there's a little bit more history there and stuff, but certainly it has history with us here for over 10 years. We've played that song for Meet Your Rafters.
Yeah, that's right.
We want to wrap up with that, of course.
Rolling on the River. Mm-hmm. I can see why he picked it. It's very smart.
It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. He Carl was one of those thinkers, man.
Yep.
Just, you know, he would have that inside angle on something that you didn't see always.
Nice.
It's a great choice. Great choice. And a great song, of course. So we're going to wrap up the show here, and to do that, we usually have some good stories of the day, local good stories of the day, and throw a That Ain't Right story in there and everything. No time for a That Ain't Right story today, because we just don't really need one, do we?
Not really. We need nothing but good stories today.
Some good stories here. Let's start off with some local good stuff, Seth.
Well, it's another sign that summer is upon us. The Southwood County, NEPCO North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches will open to the public tomorrow, on Friday, May 26th, beaches will remain open through Labor Day weekend. Just a reminder, these beaches are not staffed and are unguarded, and please, dogs are not allowed in the beach areas. We hope the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department are hoping that everyone will come and enjoy the Wood County Parks this summer. You can also make your camping and shelter reservations at parkreservations.woodcountywi.gov, and that's where you can make all your camping and other reservations with the county.
feeding our communities with United Services. Our good friends over at Focus have their meal served in-house today from 4:30 to 6 over at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. If you're in need, encourage you to check that out. And, of course, reach out to Focus anytime you need them, and certainly give to Focus if you are able to. This Saturday, May 27th, there will be the placement of cemetery flags from our VVA.
Mm-hmm.
There is more information available for you on that if you need to. Reach out to our good friend Bill Heck about that, or Tom Heiser. And, of course, the VFW and VVA will be having a brat fry this Saturday as well from 10 to 2 over Quality Foods IGA at 1021 West Grand Avenue.
Nice.
And, you got something there.
One more veterans thing that's coming up tomorrow we want to let everyone know about to celebrate the unveiling of this year's Veterans Honor Walk. Yes. American Legion Post 9 will host an informal gathering at the McMillan Library. 490 East Grand Avenue on this Friday, like I said, from 2 to 4. So the Honor Walk is so cool. I just love that every summer, and I'm glad they're able to do it again this year, and they're going to have a little kickoff tomorrow from 2 to 4 at the library.
And I love that it's popping up in more and more towns.
Yes.
Yes.
So cool. Yes.
It really
so
is.
So nice.
Yeah. And we have this from the Port Edwards School District. On Monday, May 29th at 10 a.m., Port Edwards High School Band is going to be playing a Memorial Day service at Port Edwards Cemetery.
Nice.
Those in the area encourage you to attend. Mm-hmm. And the Southwood County Allied Veterans Council is holding their annual Memorial Day ceremony on Monday, May 29th at 11 o'clock at the Forest Hill Mausoleum in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
We'll, of course, touch on these as we get closer to the weekend. Tomorrow we'll go over them again as well. We started off talking about some scheduling changes happening with our station here.
That's right.
I just kind of want to wrap up, full circle here, getting back to some of those. As we touched on, every great thing that has ever happened began with change. And we're evolving again around here with some of our schedule. Civic Media is trying to stay with the curve and do the two-hour shows as opposed to three-hour shows. And we're, of course, working with that. Mm-hmm. And we're working with an audience that has been through a lot in the last 2 years, and we understand that. Our staff can relate. We're actually all on the same page there. We've all been through this.
It's true.
So we're excited about these things, and we hope that you are too. This kicks off on June 5th. June 5th is when this all starts, Monday, June 5th. And it'll begin on our sister station, Wis Country 105.5 WRI, where we'll be doing a sunrise show from 7 to 8.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little different, but not that different. We'll start off with some banter, and we'll have some fun and everything and keep you informed with anything breaking news or any of that kind of stuff. We'll certainly focus on country music and country happenings, but we're not going to be beholden to that.
No.
If we have guests that we can have on the air with us, we'll be doing some of that, maybe some musicians, who knows. We'll have some fun with it, but that hour will be music, though. We are on a music station, so we'll be playing plenty of music in that morning show for you.
Giving James control of the playlist. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
It's going to be interesting. A lot of bluegrass, I'll tell you right now.
Nice.
Wake up with banjos.
Yes, nicely done. It is coffee, conversation, and country.
There you go.
That is what the Sunrise Show will be.
Nice.
And right back here from 8 to 10 with the morning show that you have known to come and love for many, many years, for decades. Mm-hmm. The morning show has been here on WFHR.
Yep.
Now, what happens with Morning Magazine? Well, we are going to be shifting that to the afternoons. It'll be 3 to 4. It'll be revamped as the Midday Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Again,
Midday Magazine.
Yeah, Midday Magazine is the new name for the Morning Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be from 3 to 4 starting June 5th. Playmakers will be live and direct from 3 to 4 on Mondays. So that'll still be here. And I think that we'll have an opportunity in our afternoons, finally. Like, we've been missing you guys in the afternoons.
Yeah.
We haven't had any live content in the afternoons here. We'll be having some back.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
To all of our guests on Morning Magazine, we'll still be recording the episode at the same time, so we don't have to readjust schedules or anything like that. And if you're sitting there, I'm going to miss this, or, I catch this at this time, we got you covered. Civic Media's got you covered. Go to civicmedia.us. All of our shows are podcasted, and you can stream us 24/7 there. 24/7 there. And please do stream us, everybody, because those are the numbers that they pay attention to.
Get the app. Download the app on your
download
phone.
The
take
app.
It with you.
Yeah. It's a great app. It's very easy to use.
By doing that, not only are you supporting us, supporting your community, supporting local radio, but you are helping us give voice to with new ownership. We have more of a voice at the table. The more the better ratings we have, the more people that are listening. So please, we encourage you to do that. Let's show them how big we are, how big our audience is. We know here at the studio, we know, I've been doing this for over 10 years. Right. We know around here. Let's show them. Let's show the world how big we are. And thank you to the best listeners in radio. Thank you to our advertisers for being such good teammates about this and working with us on these changes.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of local shows, don't miss Trail Tunes tonight from 7 to 8 on WIRI 105.5. It's been going for a couple of weeks now, and it's been so much fun. I've really enjoyed putting it together. And I hope people are enjoying it. And if you want a request, send it to me, Seth at civicmedia.us. Give me that request, the artist, the song, and I will get it on as soon as I can.
And with that feedback, we're always looking for feedback.
We want to hear from our audience. We love you guys.
Love to hear from you guys. Love for you guys to feel like you because you do have a say in some of these things.
We want to hear. Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely.
Especially with what we're doing with WIRI. That's a blank slate. We are filling, and we want to fill it with things you guys want.
Yeah. Send us ideas.
Yes.
Melissa at civicmedia.us.
Nice. Nicely done. I love when it gets full circle like that. Oh, that's perfect. Great show, you all. Thank you so much for the time. Melissa, if I don't talk to you, I'll talk to you, but have a good day. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, James.
Have a good one, Seth.
And I guess you too, Seth.
Yeah, whatever. Go to your Abbotsford, whatever. Yeah. Hoity-toity. Yeah, no. Have a good day. Yes,
Seth will be with us tomorrow on the morning show. We'll stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on, you go ahead and say it. James, wait a minute, what?
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.